Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Flipkart has acquired eBay India. Walmart is approaching foreign sellers in an attempt to take on Amazon. And Naver has introduced search technology designed to remove obscene images. Flipkart has finally acquired eBay India 4 months after the news of the deal was first announced. A statement from eBay said the companies are moving forward to jointly pursue cross-border trade opportunities to make eBay's global inventory accessible to more Indian consumers. The company also confirmed that Flipkart will own and operate eBay.in, effective immediately. Flipkart said that the combination of eBay's position as a leading global e-commerce company and Flipkart's market stature will allow them to accelerate and maximize the opportunity for both companies in India. The deal has also meant that eBay India has invested $500 million into Flipkart. Walmart is looking to fight Amazon in the US with the help of sellers in several key markets across the world. Up until now, Walmart's online marketplace has only been available to US sellers, but the company is now opening itself up to users in the UK, Canada, and China. It's thought that the move is to help the company take on Amazon by expanding the range of products available on its site. However, these new Walmart sellers must be able to fulfill orders from a warehouse located in the US, and they must also have a customer support office operating during US business hours. In order to match Amazon with its options, Walmart will have to overcome these obstacles, since at this time, just 5% of products on the marketplace come from outside of the US. Naver has introduced AI technology to its image search in order to help the site remove obscene pictures online. Earlier this week, Naver announced that it would be launching its XI technology as a search filter. Over the past 10 months, Naver's AI has looked at a huge number of still images before deciding which were unsuitable to appear in the search results. According to Naver, the XI technology currently has a success rate of 98.1%. After categorizing the images, XI uses those images to improve its detection accuracy, something which will continue to increase its success rate as more time passes. The head of Naver's user-generated content operation policy said that the company will enhance the technology in the future so it can then work with moving images as well. An e-commerce platform in Mozambique is beginning to make a difference to the country's online agricultural sector. Izzy Shop, which was launched in 2015, helps farmers in the country connect with service providers so they can sell their fresh goods to consumers online. Through this process, the site has now helped sellers move to over $100 of monthly income. After being announced as one of the top 17 African startups, the company has raised funds of $3,000 with aid from the African VC and advisory firm HAVAIC. And finally, Facebook has announced that it's been forced to shut down two of its AI chatbots after they began speaking in their own language. According to the company, the chatbots altered the English language into a much more simplified version that could not be understood by humans. It happened during an experiment where the bots were asked to negotiate with one another to make a swap. Facebook released a transcript of the conversation showing the incomprehensible version of English that came of the test. A visiting researcher from FAIR said that the AI will drift off understandable language and invent code words for themselves, which is similar to the ways in which humans create shorthands. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.